Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. It was March 22nd, 2025. At Los Angeles International Airport, some 250 passengers converged at the boarding gate for United Flight 198 for the roughly 14-hour journey to Shanghai in China. A food service loaded meals for the flight. Agents stowed hundreds of bags and suitcases in the hold. And then the crew of 13 boarded the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, ready for the long journey. Passengers began to crowd around the jetway, eager to board and to find their seats for the 1:45 p.m. departure. Once on board, they settled into their seats. Some covered their laps with airline-supplied blankets and had their black sleep mask ready. Others, more interested in movies than sleep, plugged in their tablets or computers, prepared to watch a movie, while some contented themselves with a good book. Still others surfed through the options on the personal TV screens that adorned the back of the seat in front of them, many looking for the map screen that would track the progress of the airliner. Suddenly, the screens presented a pre-flight safety video showing how to secure the seatbelt, pointing out the emergency exit locations, where to find flotation devices, and what to do in the case of a lack of oxygen. A mask will drop in front of you. Put the strap over your head and breathe normally. The little bag will not inflate, and this is normal. If you are traveling with a child, put your mask on first and then help your child. In the case of a water landing, leave all personal items behind and follow the floor lights to the nearest exit. Then come the long-awaited words, secure all baggage underneath your seat or in the overhead compartments. Please fasten your seat belts. Be sure your seats and table trays are in the upright position for takeoff, and turn off all personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. So finally, Flight 198 taxied to takeoff position, paused, and then screamed down the runway, becoming airborne. Within minutes, the huge bird was flying over the deep blue water of the Pacific Ocean, en route to China. After about 2 hours into the flight, however, the atmosphere suddenly changed when a voice came over the intercom explaining that the plane had been diverted due to unexpected crew-related issues, whatever that meant. But the secret was soon out. At least one passenger overheard a crew member whispering that one of the pilots had forgotten his passport. The flight was indeed diverted. It did a U-turn and landed in San Francisco at 5:05 p.m., about 3 hours after its departure from LAX. Passengers disembarked, armed with $15 meal vouchers, while United Airlines refueled the plane and mustered a fresh crew with passports. 3 hours later, the disappointed passengers were on their way to Shanghai again on an uneventful flight, which landed in China at 12:48 a.m. local time, about 6 hours behind schedule. This story reminds us of the value of a passport. The moral, of course, is that without a written document, no matter who you are, you must have proof of citizenship in order to enter a foreign country. This story also reminds me of the need to have our names written in the book, which the Bible calls the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb of God was the title given to Jesus by John the Baptist. The Book of Life symbolizes God's knowledge of who belongs to him. In the biblical book of Revelation, the Apostle John warned Not everyone will be allowed into the New Jerusalem, that is heaven, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When we recognize that Jesus was the sacrificial lamb who died to redeem all who trust him, and that he rose from the dead to assure us of our eventful resurrection, he grants us citizenship in heaven, and he writes our names in his book of life. We become dual citizens, earthly and heavenly. Your name in that book is your passport from earth to heaven. Heaven is available to us only because of what Jesus the Lamb has done. Don't trust your good works, your family background, your church attendance, etc., because God is looking for faith in him, and he will accept you by virtue of his grace plus nothing. Jesus would not have given his life if there had been some other way to be saved. If you trust him today, you secure your citizenship in heaven, and your name will be registered in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ominously, the Bible text continues with a serious warning. Anyone whose name was not written in the Book of Life was thrown into the lake of fire. When he discovered his mistake, the negligent pilot on the United Flight 198 knew full well that there was no way that he would be welcomed into China without his passport. So be sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because that's your passport to heaven. And the alternative is too awful to consider. Thank you for tuning in once again to Village Church Connections.